third year of my mother's dementia. I looked out the window and it filled with peacocks, flaring their many eyes at me. I had been waiting for months for some sign, and now from the high bank, where I was so often afraid to climb, blared cries of the peacocks as they fluttered and dipped their soft plumules. One lay down to sleep like a human, positioned on its side, and its fan folded back into itself, into nothing but a long, dull tail. The others kept moving up and down the bank, so many eyes I could not count them. They ignored the sleeping one, stepped over him, or rushed by with a swish, as they would rush by me if I stood among them in my wonder that beauty is needed most of all when it is useless, when it fixes nothing.